Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving headfirst into something pretty interesting that popped up in 2025, Zappadigits. It's a new platform basically promising to make life easier for startups dealing with metrics.
Yeah, and our mission today is really to get under the hood of Zappadigits. What's its core thing? You know, what problems is it actually solving for teams right now? And what makes its approach to handling data feel, well, different?
Absolutely. I mean, right from the start, its tagline kind of says it all. Your startup's metrics, now all in one place. They're aiming for that, like, clean, centralized back office feel. Okay, let's unpack this a little. Think about it. You're a startup, maybe preparing for investors. You need data on users, payments, bugs, releases, and you're hopping between, what, Google Analytics, Stripe, maybe Jira, GitHub, trying to make sense of it all. It's usually chaos. That's what Zappadigits wants to fix.
Right. And what's fascinating here is how they pitch themselves. It's positioned as a secure and simple Google Analytics alternative with a really strong focus on privacy, especially for SaaS companies. The maker actually said, quote, "Don't use AI or share your data with AI or any third-party platform unless legally required."
That privacy angle is huge right now.
It really is. It's more than just security. It feels like a bet that founders want control. You know, they don't want their core business data feeding someone else's model. Zappadigits is tapping into that whole data sovereignty idea.
Makes sense. And they make connecting things sound easy, too. You can link up Stripe, Supabase, GitHub, even YouTube. So it's not just surface level stuff. It pulls it all together, supposedly, without needing tons of custom code, trying to get all the data singing from the same song sheet, basically.
Exactly. And once you have all that data in one spot, they can add other cool things, like they mentioned status pages are coming soon. Basically, it'll tell your users if your website's down or having issues automatically. They said they were still working on it, but it'll be available soon. That kind of transparency builds trust.
Oh, definitely. Reduces those frantic support tickets during an outage. You know, something else really jumped out at me. Their stance on support, they explicitly highlight real human support. The maker emphasized, no chatbots or AI for help with debugging or setup. In today's world, that's, well, it's almost retro, isn't it?
It really stands out. For a tool managing critical data, that promise of a real person, especially for early teams who are maybe overwhelmed, that's a big deal. It signals, like, genuine partnership. And speaking of what it does, someone compared it quite nicely, said it felt like plausible plus bare metrics plus a lightweight post hog all rolled into one privacy first dashboard.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, and the maker apparently confirmed that was exactly right.
For anyone familiar with those tools, that's quite a combination. You've got the privacy focused web analytics like Plausible, then the subscription and revenue stuff like bare metrics, and even some basic product analytics like a post hog light, all in one.
Covering those core bases without needing three or four separate potentially complex tools. It seems to be about providing those key technical tracking features cohesively.
And they make it pretty easy to try out, too. There's a get started free option, no credit card needed up front. Plus, they launched with a special lifetime deal, which is always tempting for early adopters. So what's the takeaway here for you listening?
Well, whether you're a founder drowning in dashboards or maybe just interested in tech trends, Zappadigits looks like a really compelling take. It's privacy first, aims for simplicity, and wants to give startups clear, unified insights. You know, help you get back to actually building your product.
Yeah, and it does raise a bigger question, doesn't it? As we see more tools like Zappadigits focusing on centralization and privacy, how might this push influence the broader analytics landscape, you know, beyond just startups? What could it mean for user trust and data practices across different industries? Something to think about.